piece of the four legs of this, this chair is the College of Medicine, and we'll talk about that. Under the College of Medicine, we have the medical services plan, the physician's plan, and under the medical service plan, we have the practice group serving about 16,000 lives, and also we have the campus care, which is the student insurance here on this campus, and that serves about 9,000 lives. So that's the, just the corporate structure, the medical entity as I see it. This is my one-page architectural tour of so that you know what these look like. You know, I took all these photographs personally. This is you know, on the upper left side is the hospital itself. I thought it was nice to have the CTA train going by. You know, for that over here, the College of Medicine, everybody recognizes this. You know, for on the right, the outpatient care center. This is basically constructed in 1996, but it's basically just directly southwest of the hospital itself. And lastly, the Mile Square Center, which we you can see over here, just off of Roosevelt Road, just directly south of here, which is basically going to open in January. The overview of the hospital itself, the UI Health. The hospital itself has 495 licensed beds. We have 464 beds in service. Just to give you a size, we have 1,260 physicians at the hospital, 470 of which are attending physicians, and 790 are essentially residents and fellows practicing at the hospital. You know, of course, the hospital is the primary facility for clinical site for our college, and it also does include the Rockford operation too. The outpatient care center we referred to 300,000 outpatient visits coming at the outpatient care center on an annual basis. It really serves the hospital's departments, the areas of, you know, physical therapy, occupational therapy, MRIs, all of that type of going on at the outpatient center. College of Medicine speaks for itself. It's the flagship program. One of the flagship programs here at the university is the flagship program, you know, on this campus. If you think about it, 1 in 7 doctors practicing in Illinois came from the University of Illinois, from this College of Medicine, and there's probably a doctor practicing in every county in the state of Illinois that came from the College of Medicine. Again, as I said before, it also has the medical services plan, which had, as I already stated, the physicians group and campus care under it. Lastly, there's the Mile Square Center, 65,000 patients visits of contacts on an annual basis at Mile Square and all the other and the clinics. There's a new it's a $42 million facility that we're opening up here in January, all accounted for, paid for, money sequestered for that facility. And as I said before, 10 locations, including the flagship location. Again, I want to thank Dr. Rubenstein and Dr. Munoz for helping with me with this. Tomorrow, you're going to be approving a bond issue for the hospital, a $75 million bond issue. For those of you who read the official statement, the offering document, pages 15 through 35 are risks associated with the bond issue, and risks really associated with with any, you know, healthcare operation, any not-for-profit or for-profit, what's going on. And it ranges from everything from the economy and all the regulatory and compliance needs, the state of the state's budget, goes through all the Affordable Care Act, it goes through all of the full list in over 20 pages, and it's in size 6 font, so it's easy to read. And but I just want, so rather than go through all that list of all those things, I just want to pick out a couple that are basically are most important right on our doorstep as far as challenges and opportunities to us. The first one, the big one, is the governor signs SB 26.